This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More of us are traveling for the Labor Day holiday this year than last, says the AAA. Top destinations in the U.S. include New York and Las Vegas. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The AAA's Aiska Diaz says travelers are on the move this holiday weekend.
There is that pent-up travel demand post-pandemic.
For those heading to beach or park destinations, make sure they're not impacted by Hurricane Idalia. And for those traveling by car,
gas prices are comparable to what they were last summer.
She says more and more people are flying to overseas destinations this Labor Day weekend.
AAA booking data shows that international travel is up 44% compared to last year.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rattled residents are returning to their homes and businesses in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas to see what is left or isn't after Idalia, the storm, blew through. Amy Feierstein owns a hotel in Cedar Key, Florida.
Basically walked along and saw the debris and went to the front and saw that one of our buildings is gone. One of the other buildings is missing the wall. The front unit is, I don't think, savable, maybe. I'm not sure. So it was a little heart-wrenching and depressing when you first come in and see it.
President Biden is promising federal help for Florida, and he says he'll be there on Saturday to see the damage himself. And we're learning that the White House will try to get an additional $4 billion to address natural disasters as part of its supplemental funding request, a sign that wildfires, flooding, and hurricanes are costing taxpayers more and more. Hawaii is investigating reported offers to buy property in the fire-stricken town of Lahaina in violation of a new emergency order. Governor Josh Green is prohibiting offers like that. He says residents need some breathing room to decide what they want to do next. This is AP News. We'll get a new jobs report this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Labor Department releases jobs numbers for August this morning. Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe that U.S. employers added 170,000 jobs to the economy last month. If so, that would be down from the 187,000 jobs that were created in July, and it would be the lowest monthly gain since December of 2020. It would be the latest sign that the pace of hiring is losing some momentum. That would be a welcome thing for the Federal Reserve, which has been trying to tame inflation with a series of 11 interest rate hikes. It's trying to manage hiring and growth enough to cool price increases without tipping the U.S. economy into a recession. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Dow lost 168 points yesterday. The S&P fell 7 points. The Nasdaq rose 15 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! Oh my God. It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper